Here's the Marketplace Index for Tuesday, the 29th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. We have the Dow up 32 points, 0.3%. American Airlines stock dropped 80% today to 26 cents a share after the company filed for bankruptcy protection. It was the busiest day ever for trading in AMR stock. They had to pause trading at least 16 times today amid the volatility. United Continental stock went up 6.3%, Delta up 5%, S&P 500 up 2 points today, the NASDAQ Composite down 0.5%, 11 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is up to 2%. Call it the could-be-worse economy. A new nationwide survey asked Americans, among other things, do you think jobs are hard to get? 42% answered, yeah, they are hard to get, compared to nearly 47% last month. So some improvement there. Are jobs plentiful? Nearly 5.8% of folks said yes, they are plentiful, compared to 3.6% in October. These are among the views that added up today to the biggest spike upward in the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index in 8 years.
Yeah, I think the numbers are telling us that people are feeling a little less gloomy about the economy.
Karen Dinan follows this at the Brookings Institution.
So first of all, to put this in context, 3 months ago, there was a lot of commentary suggesting that a double dip was a real possibility. People thought the economy might have stalled out. And those fears have really dissipated. We've seen a lot of data suggesting that the economy hasn't stalled, that we're moving forward slowly, but at least it's in the right direction. So in particular, we've seen solid retail sales, including the reports about Black Friday weekend, decent auto sales, and employment has been growing slowly, but the numbers have been better than expected. And I think the hope is that as demand picks up, businesses will feel more confident about hiring and employment will pick up.
Note that while today's increase is remarkable, the actual level of confidence still isn't all that high. It was a lot higher just last winter, for instance. That's like celebrating that you're only up to your waist in quicksand because you used to be up to your neck.
Yeah, that's a good point. It is all relative. And taking an even longer view, the level right now, although much improved from what we saw a few months ago, is really low by historical standards. So that's telling you that we're nowhere near a normal economy. So, for example, all of this consumer spending that we've seen has come at the cost of lower saving. And as saving goes down, there are real questions about whether this pace of spending is sustainable if we don't see jobs start to grow more quickly.
Economist Karen Dinan at Brookings. Consumers are getting more energetic, even if the real estate market isn't keeping up with that verve. S&P Case Shiller tracks home prices in 20 cities. News today that prices dropped in 17 of those cities. The data is for September. Time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse up today on news that of all books, Fahrenheit 451 is coming out in electronic form. 91-year-old Ray Bradbury, that stalwart defender of the printed page, has given the blessing for Simon & Schuster to release an e-book version. Among Fahrenheit's themes, if you recall, is how electronic media might push people away from reading books. Sales of Amazon's Kindle reader quadrupled last Friday compared to the day after Thanksgiving the year before. It's also easy to read books on the Apple iPad. Electronic books have become 20% of the market for the written word. For more info on e-books and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, go to the website marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.